This is UN and Africa from the United Nations in New York. I'm Deanne Penn. In this week's program, despite progress, Somalia still needs support, the UN refugee chief says, and how the conflict in South Sudan has placed childhood under attack. But first, hundreds of families who had been sheltering at a UN camp in South Sudan are returning home due to improved security. That's according to the UN mission in the country, UNMISS, which, for the first time, has closed one of its Protection of Civilian Sites, or POCs. These locations provide sanctuary for internally displaced people, or IDPs, who have fled conflict which broke out 4 years ago. Irene Lasu has been speaking to Sam Muhumuri, the mission's senior coordination officer for relief, reintegration, and protection. He explained how other partners, including the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, have been supporting the return of people from the POC site in the town of Milut, located in the Upper Nile region.
The humanitarian partners, led by UNHCR, conducted an intentions assessment of all the IDPs that were in the POC site then, back in September, and these were 570 IDPs. So in this assessment, a majority of them identified a number of areas they needed to relocate back to where they have family, where they feel they can lead productive lives. And based on that, UNHCR and UNMISS, with support of the humanitarian country team and all the other humanitarian partners, worked together to see how they could support the relocation of these people who voluntarily decided they wanted to go. So over the couple of, 2 weeks, we've been supporting those people to return to the different areas. And this has been a very collaborative process, and we managed to support 255 IDPs to return to areas mostly in Upper Nile majorly. And other IDPs felt that now the situation in Melut was safe enough for them to return, so they returned to Melut town.
Right, and is are we supposed to be optimistic that the same will happen in other POCs around the country?
I think for the future, the whole purpose is for the mission and humanitarian partners to support individuals under our protection to take informed decisions on whether they would like to return to their homes where they came from or whether to relocate to anywhere. This process has to be voluntary, has to be dignified, and has to be safe. So we do not have a policy as such on closing POC sites, but as UNMISS and humanitarian partners, we will always support the people, the IDPs, to actualize their intentions on returning, as long as it's voluntary, it's dignified, and it's safe. It has to be their own individual decision.
The international community is being urged to continue supporting efforts to restore and rebuild Somalia. UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, made the appeal during a visit to the country this week. Decades of political instability, coupled with armed violence, poverty, drought, and other natural hazards, have displaced scores of Somalis, either within the country or across the border. But many are returning home. The UN refugee chief traveled to the southern port city of Kismayo, where he visited a new settlement built for refugees who have come back home to Somalia. It has a new hospital, a marketplace, a school, and homes for 300 families. Mr. Grandi met with some of the young people studying there, many of whom have returned from refugee camps in Kenya.
These boys and girls around me are people that have grown up in a refugee camp. And as I told them a few minutes ago, they're not refugees anymore. What better result for UNHCR to see young people go from being refugee to being people back in their country, contributing to their country?
In Kismayo, Mr. Grandi met a young man called Farah Hassan Abdi. A year ago, he was living in a camp in Djibouti. Now Hassan and his entire family of 10 will be among the first to move into one of the new houses. Mr. Grandi asked the 24-year-old about his plans for the future.
Why did you decide to come back?
This is my motherland. I would love to live in here for my future. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. And what will you do?
I would like to be a professor or doctor, especially who operation the people. Or I would like to
not like this. I wish you all the best.
Despite these hopes, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says Somalia still faces numerous challenges. Besides ongoing insecurity, the country is battling drought and a lack of basic services such as access to water, healthcare, and education. Mr. Grandi, who heads the UN agency, called for greater international support for the country.
I think a lot of progress has occurred, including what we see around here today, but much more is needed to make returns sustainable and, more importantly, to make the country viable for its own people.
That was UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi speaking during his visit this week to Somalia. 4 years of insecurity and upheaval in South Sudan have had a staggering impact on children, putting an entire generation at risk. That's according to Childhood Under Attack, a report launched by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. The fighting between rival factions has resulted in more than 2,300 child deaths, while nearly 3 million are going hungry and nearly as many have been forced from their homes. Sebit Williams has been speaking to UNICEF Communications Officer in South Sudan, Tim Irwin.
I think probably one of the top insights and perhaps the most alarming figure that comes out of this report is that half of all children in South Sudan have been affected by this conflict. And they have been affected in very disturbing and violent ways. We have seen children killed and maimed and forcibly recruited into armed groups. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced. Many, many are living as refugees. Earlier this year, we marked 1 million refugee children. And thousands have been separated from their families, remain separated from their families. And, of course, many, many are not going to school. So the numbers are truly alarming. And what we are saying is that no child should have to experience the horrors and the deprivations that children in South Sudan continue to experience 4 years on.
Tim, what are the issues at stake in this report, particularly how are these children affected?
I mean, the numbers, as I said, are truly disturbing. I mean, we calculate in the report that there are about more than 3 million children who are food insecure. And what that means is that they don't have enough to eat. We have more than a million children who are acutely malnourished, and that is a potentially life-threatening condition that requires immediate medical intervention. We talked about displacement. Nearly 2.5 million children have been forced from their homes. Some are living in these UN protection of civilian sites. Mm-hmm. Many are living in the bush. And as we said, many have crossed borders and are living as refugees in Uganda, Ethiopia and Kenya. Then there's the issue of psychological distress. Many children have been traumatized both by what they've experienced and what they've seen. And so we estimate that there are about 900,000 children in the country who are in need of psychological support.
During this conflict, some children definitely have lost their parents. I mean, do we have these issues of unaccompanied children or children who don't have their parents as well living on their own?
Yeah, very much so. We have registered more than 16,000 children who have become separated from their parents or their caregivers. We have, with our partner agencies such as Save the Children, been able to reunite about 5,200. But that means that there are still 11,000 children in South Sudan who don't know where their parents are.
Definitely, with all the figures you've mentioned, this is a very disturbing report. I mean, have you shared with the warring parties and tried to explain to them the consequences possibly of this conflict, especially to the children and the future of South Sudan?
I mean, we have staff, particularly in what we call our child protection section, who are in regular contact with the various warring groups, as you said, and are encouraging them primarily to obviously end the recruitment of children. We estimate that there are more than 19,000 children who are serving in the ranks of armed forces and armed groups. And since the conflict began, only about 2,000 of those have been released. So there's a lot more work to be done in that area. I mean, the overall recommendation obviously is that children need to have a return to normalcy. They need to resume their childhoods. They have experienced things which no child should, and most child don't, fortunately, have to experience. But clearly, you're looking at a generation which has been traumatized by 4 years of conflicts.
That was Tim Irwin, UNICEF Communications Officer in South Sudan. You've been listening to UN and Africa. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Deanne Penn.